AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump hands out pardons and commutations today, including commuting the last 6 years of the 14-year sentence given to former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich, who was sent to federal prison 8 years ago on several corruption charges. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
President Trump is probably the least credible person to make this decision, given what he's done over and over again to thumb his nose at. One of the core principles of our democracy is that no one is above the law.
Among his crimes, Blagojevich tried to sell the appointment to the Senate seat held by Barack Obama following his 2008 election to the White House. Former governor appeared on Trump's reality show, Celebrity Apprentice, in 2010 before his first corruption trial started. Pardoned were former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Kerik, financier Michael Milken, and Edward DeBartolo Jr., the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers. The Trump administration drops the bid process to speed up the building of the president's border wall. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says he expects to speed up border wall construction by using the power of waivers passed in 2005 to get 177 miles of wall quickly constructed in California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. The 10 laws being waived include a requirement for open competition and giving losing bidders a chance to protest contract awards. Critics say those waivers do away with key taxpayer safeguards and could lead to grossly inflated prices and only the president's cronies getting the work. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Death toll from the COVID-19 virus in China tops 2,000. Chinese health officials say new infections continue their downward trend. This is AP News. President Trump says he knows the identity of a senior administration official who has written Trump is inept and dangerous.
The official is known only as Anonymous, but not to the president.
I know who it is.
So who is it?
Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know who it is. But we won't get into it.
The official wrote an essay about the president in 2018 and a book called A Warning, which says other senior officials considered resigning as a group that same year, but decided it would hurt more than help. The president's spokeswoman says the writings are nothing but lies, and he agrees.
People know it's a fraud.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The death toll from the COVID-19 virus in China tops 2,000. State party officials say some 36,000 Democrats voted in the first 3 days of the four-day early voting period ahead of the Nevada caucuses. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.